Welcome to Buena Vista. It's a bonus episode. We're very excited to be podcasting live from this year's Intactifest. Long-time listeners may know we're actually big-time Intactivists. I was up late last night, so I'm a bit dusty. I was editing the Lord of the Rings wiki. Did you know it's actually an allegory about circumcision? Just think about it for a second. Sauron wields great power right up until the ring. His ring of power is barbarically cut from his appendage.
Gets snipped off.
Whoop. Couldn't be more clear, people. Wake up and smell the foreskin. Also with me is Andrew. Andrew, I see that you've come in costume. Can you please talk us through what it is that you're wearing?
I'm currently dressed as Sauron's foreskin.
Uh-huh.
As should be obvious to anyone who heard what you just said.
Yes. Okay. This is obvious to me now as well. It's a super yucky
It's big kind of raggedy, fleshy.
Yeah, which we're into here at the at Intactifest for some reason.
Yep, it's starting to go yucky around the edges, but it does have elvish words going up and down the sides.
Mm. This is like, so how come we like yucky costumes, do you think? I think it helps change hearts and minds.
I think it helps us process our traumas.
Yes. Our trauma being having lost our foreskins at birth.
Yes. Having been whisked away from us.
Whisked away, yes.
It was like Sauron and his ring.
Yeah.
I think lost is a little too passive. Taken away from us.
Yeah.
Snatched?
Stolen. Snatched.
Yeah, and that's abducted. A random guy in the crowd as well, because we need to immediately retcon that opinion. Because finally with me here is, because our original guest fell through, we were going to get, who'd be a really funny guy to have foreskin trauma? Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Big time foreskin trauma guy. He was going to be here. He couldn't make it. So we got a regular uncircumcised guy instead, just a normal guy. It's Ben.
Hey.
Hey, Ben, you're just a regular fella.
That's right.
Oh, and you think you're better than me?
You must right. be. No, no. All right. Let's just go easy on him. He doesn't.
I'll be back, guys. I'll be back.
He hasn't had to go through what we've gone through.
Hold me back, like I assume this guy has to do with his foreskin.
Yes.
Yes.
But no, this is our time to reach across the aisle and grab an uncircumcised penis.
Reach
Ben,
around
you must
the
be
aisle,
over the moon yeah. that we're trying to open the eyes of the rest of the world to the possibilities of still having a foreskin into your adulthood.
Now, this is quite interesting that you say that, actually, because yeah. as an uncircumcised man, I've not really ever given it a lot of thought.
You've not really thought about okay, because we think about it all
because
the time.
Because you guys seem to think about it like a ton.
It's
like
ton.
Time
it's
like to recognize your privilege. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
I get
that's the
that.
Thing. You're breathing. One fish says to the other, do you enjoy having your foreskin? And the other one says, what is foreskin?
Holy shit, a talking fish.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that there are intactivists, like people that are equally as passionate about it that still have their own foreskin?
Like powerful empaths.
Yeah.
Yeah, who are
and
just
they've
like...
had to, and they've had to flee America.
Yes.
Due to persecution.
Have you guys, Theo, I know the answer is no for you, but maybe, yeah. Andrew, have you watched How To with John Wilson, the TV show?
No.
Oh, there's a wonderful episode where he talks to some intactivists, and there's a guy who's invented his device for attaching a set of weights to what used to be your foreskin.
Oh, I've
overnight.
Read about this stuff.
Yeah.
Just tug that bad boy down.
The elongator.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a bit like when you accidentally shrink a jumper that you like in the wash and the sleeves are a bit too short, so you sort of grab onto the cuff and then you just kind of stretch it out a bit. And even though you kind of know deep down, like if you really looked inside deep down, you would know
that's not doing it,
but it still kind of feels like you're doing something.
Yeah, it's like that.
And it's really painful.
Can I ask if I can be a little bit forward, Ben?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What does it feel like?
That's what they all want to know. Yeah. Every single person at Intactifest taking me aside and being like, hey, let's just cut the shit. It feels pretty good.
It feels great, doesn't it?
Two questions.
Yeah, because mine's like
what
a fossilized
like?
Dog turd.
And can I see it?
It's It's so dry.
Because the surface of my penis is sort of, you know, it's like regular moisturized skin, whereas the surface of your penis is sort of like a salt plane.
Yeah.
Just sort of like crusty, cracked, firm.
Yeah. It's like the surface of Mars. You can see there was water there once.
Yes.
Once it could support life.
A few really busy summers in your teens, completely gone. I did want to sort of go back to the start of the intro a little bit, where you were pointing out that the Lord of the Rings is an allegory for losing your foreskin, or for foreskins in general. And then you provided one parallel.
Yes.
And then I was kind of thinking, well, obviously he's thought this through, so there's going to be more to demonstrate how it's an allegory, not just how one thing can be used as a convenient metaphor for
The ring, as soon as the you know, you look at Bilbo, he receives the ring.
Yes.
He gains great power. Yeah. His life is extended.
Yes. Okay.
He is drawn to evil. So that doesn't really work for it. I haven't worked that bit out yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah, the foreskin corrupts everyone that has it. So how does that fit into your...
No, I think that makes sense, though, because you get corrupted by the fact that, you know, you're not plagued by the issues that we are. You're not plagued by the self-doubt that we are, you know. So you get to just move through the world with this powerful energy coming from you, and you don't even know.
And if everyone had a ring of power, one would be powerful. We would all just be an egalitarian society.
After all, why shouldn't I have a foreskin?
Why should... Yes. He's holding it over his penis. After all, why shouldn't I? It's the fucking scene at Rivendell. Slaps the foreskin down on the table and they're like, imagine if I could wield such power.
Yeah, the dwarves, an obvious metaphor for chodes.
Yes.
You know?
They just long, skinny penises.
Well, yeah, and it's. I think the whole relationship between, like, Gimli and Legolas, particularly as portrayed in the movie, really represents, like, the kind of friendship that can develop between a chode. Yeah. Are we assuming that all the elves are uncircumcised? Because they do just emanate that, like, natural...
They do. Well, they live forever. Yes. They are. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And they also had the rings of power from Celebrimbor.
Which is why Galadriel was able to have a ring and was uncorrupted. Gandalf, I guess, also, he had a ring the whole time, right? So he's fine.
He must have been Well, he can't be, because he was cut from the cloth of Eru. So
yes.
He...
True, yes.
He cannot be...
Circumcised?
That's right.
He gets circumcised for a while at the end of the first book, but he wakes up on the...
But that's what's so miraculous about it. He comes back and everyone's like, you put it back on? Yeah. Your clothes look better now?
He got a new fit?
What if Jesus was an intactivist? How many foreskins could he put back on from one foreskin, you know?
Yeah. Is there such a long foreskin that even Jesus himself could not reattach it?
For anyone given the power of a foreskin to become mildly corrupted, is that unforgivable? Because nobody's perfect. And that's something that we explore in Poe Buddy's Nerfect.
Poe Buddy's Nerfect. No, Poe Buddy's Nerfect. No, whoopsie daisy. Poe Buddy's Nerfect. No.
This comes to us from KPNX in Arizona. Tempe police officer arrested for DUI weeks after being honored by Mothers Against Drink Driving.
Ah.
Sorry, mm-hmm. Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Americans, they don't like it when we say drink driving. Drink They're drink confused driving. By that. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like it when we say coward punch or king hit.
Yeah.
Makes you can drink drive hit somebody.
In America. You just can't drunk drive.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
You have a few tall ones?
Have like four beers, get behind the wheel, that's fine. But you have a fifth beer, you're going to make some mums very mad indeed.
That's why the lanes are so wide in America. You can swerve a little. You can just sit, as long as you don't go over the line into oncoming traffic, you're all right.
It used to be way safer when the cars were still relatively normal sized, but the lanes were still massive.
Yes.
Everyone had a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine how much room to breathe you'd have in a Toyota Hilux, you know?
Yes. In a 1996 dual cab turbo diesel Toyota Hilux.
Yep.
Forget about
it. You'd be king of the road.
A Tempe police officer was arrested for DUI just weeks after being honored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving for his work.
Well, in fairness, he was busy policing other people's drunk driving.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, like, you spend enough time around that kind of society, that sort of filth. You can only go so long before you're corrupted by it yourself.
A man would have to put his soul at hazard. Yeah. He'd have to say, okay, I'll be a part of this world.
Yes.
Let he who has not drunk driven cast the first stone. Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yes. You know? I bet you guys are all drunk driving all the time.
Probably.
A couple of shardies with breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, no, I had three. I'm not.
I'm fine. I'm
not. Yeah. I blow 0.06 right now.
Three bottles. Wink.
I'm having a drink and driving. That is not drunk driving. Let's be clear.
According to the Tempe Police Department, Zachary Hyde was off duty on July 31st when the Department of Public Safety arrested him for DUI.
Off duty doesn't even count.
Hyde was one of two officers honored by MAD with the Hero Award at the 35th Annual Mothers Against Drunk Driving Law Enforcement Recognition Banquet in June.
It was the start of his downfall.
Yeah, that's, you know what?
Mad with power.
Yeah, there it is. The accolades go straight to your head. You know, you're like, I will never drunk drive. And then you have such a good night at the 35th Annual Mothers Against Drunk Driving Law Enforcement Recognition Banquet that you're like, it doesn't matter that much. You know.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I'm really good at driving. Yeah. I actually know the signs for bad drunk driver from policing them for so long that I'll see them in myself and I won't do the bad stuff.
And plus, the Crown Lager is brewed with such pure water, pure ingredients.
Spring water.
Yeah. It's actually better for you than water.
Got all those vitamins.
Hyde was placed on administrative leave pending an internal affairs investigation. DPS will handle the DUI investigation. That's just great. That's a great moment. You love
That's
to see a classic
irony.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, we
ironic?
Love irony.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
It is. Kind of funny that drink driving really is specifically to me an American coded phenomenon. It seems very regional.
Yes.
We look at regional stuff in regional bullshit.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
So I was just looking at my my like mirror image in the camera thing that comes up, and I realized I'm dressed exactly like the stray man from Auntie Donna's
Big Old House of Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also a little bit like Ned Flanders
as well. I mean, yeah, if we're keeping it real.
But you look great.
We don't have to keep it real.
Let's interrogate your appearance.
We can. Yeah, and I haven't shaved in a while as well.
I'd say to you, you look nice. A little rough around the edges.
Yeah.
This comes to us from WHTM in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. The webpage.
Finalists announced in Name the Bus contest.
Love it.
This is Bussy McBusface.
It isn't.
I'm going to
fucking worry.
Explode.
There isn't a single Bussy McBuckfast.
Bussy
McBuckfast.
Busty McBuckfast would be like a great like Scottish porn star name.
Scottish porn
star.
Okay. Yeah. your next ride on Lebanon Transit could be Pain in the Bus or Bus Bunny.
Okay.
Bus Bunny's all right. I'm
Bus
into
Bunny's
that.
Pretty good, yeah.
I feel like Warner Brothers is maybe going to come in and crack down on that one.
Oh, they'll just nuke them from orbit. Yeah.
Lebanon, that's say hello to Disney World, Mid-East.
Yeah, it's going to take over the entire fucking city.
Yeah.
Those two names are finalists in Lebanon Transit's Name the Bus contest. Submissions were sorted in July, and the 50 finalists were chosen for the community to vote on beginning Friday morning.
Can I just say that's too many?
Yeah, that's
like no one's going to... You can't narrow it down to a top five and say, please vote on these. Vote on 50 says, please do my job for me.
Yeah, I reckon a short list of like 10 is probably... This does make a bit of sense, because the top 18 vote getters will be assigned to a fixed route bus in the city.
So they're naming 18 buses? That's crazy.
I don't want to tell them how to do their jobs over there at Lebanon Transit in Pennsylvania, but just as someone who does events that requires things with submissions, never bank on getting more than 5 good submissions for anything.
Yeah.
Ever. Once you get through like the best 5 names, the next 13 bus routes that you're naming are going to be dog shit.
You get 5 okay ones, and then you're asking like pensioners to step aboard bus on my face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's right. And you have to stick to your code.
You have to. It's legally binding.
Yes.
As someone who thinks of and then discards approximately 20 intro ideas every episode and still ends up with
Intactivist conference.
Intactivist.
Yeah.
Most ideas are bad.
Yes. Yeah. The majority of ideas that have been had, not good.
Not good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you know how people say like there's no such thing as a stupid question? That may be true. Ideas, on the other hand,
yeah.
There's some bad ideas out there.
There's extremely such thing as a bad idea.
Yeah.
voting runs through Friday, August 9th at 4 p.m., or you can vote at lebanontransit.org/namethebus or by calling 717-274-3664 extension 304 if you don't have internet access.
If you don't have internet access, but you've somehow heard about this and are fucking desperate to vote.
Yeah. If you're reading this article from a printout that you found on the ground, call that phone number. Winners will be announced by Friday, August 30th. I have trimmed down the list of finalists to remove things that are references to regional things that we wouldn't recognize, because I'm being kind to them. But we're still left with a fair few. Here we go. Beavis and Busshead.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
I mean...
It's not really like a joke there.
No, it's not really a joke. It's just that one of the words kind of sounds like bus, so you've swapped it out.
And you're going to notice a bit of a theme, actually.
Okay.
Bus Aldrin.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, at least that one's a name.
Yeah. Bus in Boots. The rhyme isn't really there because the... It's a different vowel sound.
Yeah,
it's also starting to creep towards like bus in boots.
Bus,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's not in boots, is it? It's in tires.
Yes. Bus Lightyear. It's kind of just the same one as Bus Aldrin.
Yeah. Again, kind of probably legally susceptible to
Orbital
Nukes. Disney Corporation.
Yeah.
New Disney City, right where Lebanon used to be.
Yep.
Bus Off.
Bus Off. Buzz off. Okay. Yeah.
So that's like 3 of 5 so far that are just for Buzz, stand-ins for Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Busk in My Glory. So, I guess like Bask, but with Bus.
Yeah.
But then Busk is a word.
Busk is a different word. Word.
Yeah.
Which is gonna okay.
Yeah.
Busk in My Glory. And who's saying that? Is the bus saying it to me?
The bus is saying that because the bus is saying it to me
and it's also the bus's name?
Yeah.
The bus is saying its name to me and its name is a command to me from the bus.
Yes.
That also shares the name of the command.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, makes perfect sense.
In a sense, the bus is kind of like a Pokemon and that it's communicating to you by saying its own name.
Yeah.
Yes. But also, it's also demanding that I worship it like a new god.
Yeah, I've seen heaps of buses. I'm not like, holy fuck, what's that really big car?
I'm being asked to acknowledge this bus as my new lord and savior, and then I'm meant to step inside it.
Yes.
The bus wants to eat me. Okay.
Busk Rat Love.
So,
yep.
And this is of course a reference to a Captain and Tennille song from 1976.
I'm going to say, based on a couple of these, a very specific demographic did most of the submissions. Mm-hmm. Just a guess that I have.
It's stupid. Puns are not good.
Yeah, they're kind of like
put a pause on puns.
The lowest form of wit.
Mm. Puns, the original bad idea.
Yeah.
Bustle Crow. Bussing with excitement.
Yeah. Now, that's kind of just gross.
Bussy Phillips.
Yeah.
As in like Busy Phillips, Busy the Busy American Phillips. Actress?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I don't think everyone remember land. Busy Phillips
with
from
a lot of people.
Busy Phillips from Tina Fey's Girls Five Ever?
Yeah.
Is that who the people who are also referencing a Captain and Tennille song are thinking
she,
of?
She was from Freaks Busy and Phillips Geeks, from Freaks is that and right? Geeks? Yeah. Yeah. That Busy Phillips?
She seems fun.
Yeah.
Bust a Move. Yeah.
Again, yeah. Issuing me a command. Don't like it.
Buster Rides?
Okay. Now, here's one where they've done two things.
It's a double substitution. Yeah.
It works as a...
Yeah.
It.
Oh, Buster Rides.
Buster Rides.
Yeah.
Like they've made it bus-themed instead of just the word bus.
Yes. So they've done something there.
They've done... I would note... there's something there.
I do have issues though with the formatting of the two entries we have discussed most recently. Buster Rides, they've chosen to capitalize the word bus.
Yeah, like we wouldn't notice.
Yeah, they're not going to get it. And then Buster Move, they have stylized as the word bus apostrophe T-A, bus ta.
Yeah.
Which is, It's not how any of this is working. I would also note that Busta Rhymes' nickname that he gives himself on songs is Busta Bus. He says bus twice. Use that.
Yeah. That's a perfect name for a bus. Bustavo Fring.
There's a gun in my mouth right now.
Like the guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, guy from
the
Breaking
character
Bad.
From the character from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Also, he gets exploded.
Yeah, his face falls off.
Probably not good for a bus.
Yeah. Christopher Jones.
Christopher Jones?
I don't know who Christopher Jones is.
Seems to be an actor, an American actor from like some westerns.
Who gives a fuck?
The sort of 60s and 70s?
Yeah.
The only sound that's common between the Chris and Bus is this. There's no rhyme in there.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Caesar Augustus.
Okay, that's... It's a little better.
Yeah.
At least, like we're saying, you know, you swap a letter out and they're similar words.
Yeah.
A similar syllable in the middle of a word.
Christopher Columbus. Emphasis theirs. Because obviously they've not actually changed any letters. So they had to put bus in all capitals.
I don't think so much about putting the gun in my mouth. What I think about is spinning the chambers before I slot the thing back in. Because mm-hmm. Yes. I reckon that'd be like the dopest part of shooting yourself in the brain. Kind of putting bullets in and going zzz, and then blam, one in the head.
It'd be cool to do that whole thing where you put one bullet in, you spin the cylinder, and then you just very carelessly put it up to your head, click, really shocking the people around you, and they're like, thank God that's over.
Yeah.
And what do? Second bullet.
Yep.
Zzz, click, click. And then you just kind of get to have fun with everyone's reactions until very suddenly, not your problem anymore. That's me in the office of the bus department getting read these. Click, click, click.
We're like a third of the way through these. Here we go. Dave Roll. Like Dave Grohl, but buses roll.
That sucks so much.
Yeah.
Sucks so fucking bad, but I bet there's so many Foo Fighters fans in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Was there in Pennsylvania?
Oh, my God. The Foo Fighters are huge in the Rust Belt.
Oh,
and then the world over.
Dr. Octobus.
Again, I'm reading that as Dr. Octobus.
Yeah, because you have to for it to work. I actually, if you divorce it of all context in an attempt to make a pun, I really like the sounds of Dr. Octopus. It's just something about the it's a nice rhythm
to
it. Yeah,
if it wasn't linked to an existing idea, like that could be a cool name for your bus.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But so, instead,
you could call it the Octobus, like the Octobus from Furiosa. That'd go down well. Everyone would be like, oh my God, I only take orders yet, from the Octobus.
Yeah. But I'm unfortunately, if we're saying octobus, I'm thinking octobus, which is then very close to octobussy.
Yeah.
Like I'm shocked there isn't an octobussy on this list.
Yeah.
Fairest Gump. So like, you know how you pay a bus fare.
Fairest.
Yeah.
So that would work better as Ferris Bueller.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In both cases, we're talking... you know, 30-year-old plus movies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what about very this one? Timely references for everyone.
Father of the Ride. It's weird. Gary. They have to intend Gary Bussy, surely.
Yeah.
But it is Gary Bussy.
But his Gary name Bussy. Doesn't sound like Gary Bussy.
It doesn't.
His
no.
name is Gary Busey.
George Stephanopoulos.
What the fuck are you doing?
They're just flicking through.
The fuck are you guys? And this is the top 50.
Are you searching Wikipedia for... Bus? No, how would you even... You can't. You got to search for something that looks or sounds somewhat like bus.
But in George Stephanopoulos, there isn't even like a bus or a puss or a gus sound at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's just...
They couldn't... They couldn't even extend it to George stepping off a bus.
Oh, that's tremendous.
It's so easy to do this.
It's so easy, yeah.
It's so easy to do this, and this is the best you got. Also, why can't you just call your bus, like, Gandalf?
Yeah.
Why can't you call your fucking
cool.
bus?
Barbarella. Yeah.
Steven.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd get on a Chomsky. Bus called Steven. Yeah. I go, oh, cool, I've got Steven today. The air conditioning always works on Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got Craig
Steven's
again.
Steven's my guy.
Fuck, fucking hate Craig. It always smells like piss in Craig.
Craig
the aircon's
Craig
always broken
fucking...
and the windows are stuck closed. I fucking hate Craig.
At the back, if you sit at the back, the fucking hot air from the engine is always coming into Craig.
I swear to God, Craig's making me sick.
Yeah.
The fumes in Craig are making
the
me sick.
The fume from Craig, from the back of Craig.
Yeah,
Craig's got bad vibes. Every time I'm on Craig, somebody brandishes a gun.
And the annoying thing is they look pretty similar from the front. So you're sitting there being like, Craig, Steve, Steve, Craig, Craig. Oh, fuck, it's Craig.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't need to go there anymore. You know what?
The fucking, the name is written beside the door. So you got to wait for it to stop. And if you don't get on the bus when it stops for you, that makes you a fucking asshole.
And plus, you're kind of hurting the driver's feelings as well. Because they're like, are you not getting on because it's Craig? Like, I just saw that you looked to the right of the door and then you acted like you were just got a phone call and they couldn't get on the bus.
They don't let us rotate buses either. I'm Craig for life.
I'm sort of bonded with Craig.
And just for the record, as far as I can determine, absolutely no link between George Stephanopoulos and Pennsylvania. Like, he wasn't born there, didn't work there.
He's not a Rust Belt boy.
Wait, what the fuck has happened? Did I miss something?
He's from
Massachusetts. Aren't we talking about Lebanon?
Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Do you think we were ripping into bus names?
Bus routes in Lebanon?
Yes!
Do you think they would have chosen bus to ride?
I don't know! What do you mean? They have American culture just like we have American culture. What do you mean?
I just don't think that the puns would be in English for Lebanon.
They could be. I'm sincerely going like the first time around with the Foo Fighters in Pennsylvania, like, all right, I was just zoned out for a second, but I'm back in the game. I'm back on.
Theo's like, I'm learning something about the Middle East.
That's happening here.
They love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, crazy for it.
Did you say immediately, did you say, like, at the top of this, did you say Lebanon, comma, Pennsylvania?
From WHTM in Pennsylvania, finalists announced in Name the Bus
Contest. That's where the news is.
Yeah,
yes,
so this is
continue.
Being reported on from Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
I can see
on
how
from
you
Pennsylvania
got confused.
Because everyone loves a stupid name competition. You look at Bodie McBoatface made international news. Go on.
Yeah. And so then not a single thing tweaked when none of the puns are in Arabic.
Because
and they were about like Breaking Bad and Dave Grohl.
You said
I cut them down for
non-regional
ones
that we wouldn't understand.
Yeah, because they were in Lebanese Arabic.
They're in Lebanese Arabic. And we're getting the 4% Armenian
Lebanon was founded by George Stites in 1740 and was originally named Stitestown.
Oh, that's nice.
They're just like, you know what? That's a fucking stupid name.
There's
welcome
like 18,
to Theoville.
I think we've spoken about this before, but there's like 18 Lebanons in the US. There's like a ton of them.
Yeah.
And then there's all the Parises and Palestines. And...
Yeah.
Just when you say Lebanon, I think of the. I don't have a one-track American culture mind.
Yes, you think of the world. You're a citizen of the world.
I'm a citizen of the world. World city, population 8 billion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Herbie the Love Bus.
Okay.
Sure, fine. Sure. And it's not a pun, so I'm already more on board with this one than all of the rest of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again...
Now, hang on. It was a love bug initially, wasn't it? So it's still a fucking
pun.
Yes,
it's still a pun.
It's
still a pun.
It's not even a pun. Does it count as a pun?
It's kind of a pun, again, about a film from 1968.
Yeah. Oh, and also from the 2000s, in fairness.
Yeah, starring...
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan, yeah.
Not her best work.
What's her best work?
Yeah.
Great question. I think we're all probably going to agree. Mean Girls.
Oh, that's...
I haven't seen it.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
It's a great movie. It's surely the most whole thing that she was in. Was that like a Paul Schrader written movie that she was in at some point? Some awful piece of shit?
Oh, I don't know, but I do love a Paul Schrader.
Oh, like, yeah, we love a Paul Schrader thing.
Absolutely.
I like Big Bus and I cannot lie.
Sure. Okay.
Whatever. Now, this one I think you guys are going to really like.
Oh, sorry. Just for your clarity, Ben. The Canyons is a 2013 American erotic thriller drama film directed by Paul Schrader and written by Bret Easton Ellis.
Oh, that's it. That's
a damn. Lindsay Lohan, embattled porn star James Dean, Nolan Funk, Amanda Brooks, and Gus Van Sant. And everybody thought it was really bad.
I think Irish Wish is going to be very good, though. Just looking for what she's got coming out. Irish Wish.
Yeah, she's doing some Netflix movies now. You know, get that bag, my turkey-loving queen. As in the country. As in the country, not the food.
Yes. I think Turkey, we call it this day. Now. In a galaxy fair, fair away.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that's shit.
Fuck off.
That's absolute dog shit. Marbus Aurelibus. Like Marcus Aurelius.
You can't dip. You can't.
You double dip. You got greedy.
And
neither of them are good.
No.
Neither of them are good. If one was good, but you felt like you needed the second one to carry the joke or the pun or whatever, maybe. Neither of them make a great deal of sense.
No. Octobus Garden.
Octobus's Garden.
It's got to be Octobus or it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Octobus's Garden. Yeah. That's stupid because it's not a garden. It's just the name of a song. How do we have to keep doing this, Ben?
Yep. We got a bunch more to go.
Okay.
Yeah. We're only 40 minutes into the episode and we got like 12 more of these to read out. Pain in the Bus. We got that one given in the like in the start of the article.
Yeah.
Richard Drybus.
Like it's honestly, Richard Drybus is probably the closest to something that just sounds correct.
Sounds like it, yeah. It's not a struggle to say.
Yeah, you're not like really awkwardly shoehorning the bus sound into the word. Marbus Aurelibus.
Yeah. Ride and Seek.
That's playful, at least.
Yeah. It is playful. I'll give it that. Riders on the Storm.
Name of a song.
Name of a song. And like you've just, it has ride in there. I get it. But like that doesn't really scan. Severus Snape.
Gun.
So
cocked
awkward.
Back in my mouth.
Now, this one I really like. St. Augustine. Like St. Augustine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's got bust in it.
Why are you doing like ancient Roman figures and saints? What are you doing? What is going on?
Yeah.
Is that how you think they were hoping to be honored when they passed? I hope I will be remembered hundreds and hundreds of years away and that perhaps somebody will name a bus after me.
Hildegard von Busride. Now we're talking. The Hound of the Baskervilles.
Fuck off.
The ride stuff.
You have to imagine that there's like two people that submitted hundreds of these.
Yeah. Oh, I'm picturing one couple that are like in their 70s or 80s. And they're just
like, we're going to make this happen. This is how we will be remembered. All our kids have moved away and they never call.
Yeah.
You know, but someone's going to remember us. Do you think the ride stuff was a reference to the astronaut movie from the 70s? Or do you think it's a reference to the New Kids on the Block song, The Right Stuff?
I had, just because of the tone of the other ones, I had assumed the astronaut movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's impossible to say. The Ride Away.
Like, as in?
Like the now closed Brisbane music venue, The Hideaway. I assume that's probably what it's named after.
In Lebanon, the movie Hideaway,
Ben? Lebanon, Pennsylvania, yeah. No, I've never seen The Hideaway.
1995, starring Jeff Goldblum and Alicia Silverstone. Mm. And he has like a near-death accident and comes back psychically linked with the serial killer.
Oh, that sounds dope. You should definitely name a bus after that.
Hmm. Yeah, but that's just Hideaway, not The Hideaway.
Oh, well, then I have no fucking idea. The Tortoise and the Fair. Yeah.
Like, so what? The bus is slow?
I guess.
God damn.
Transit Dental.
Like
teeth?
Like Transcendental?
Yeah, but transit, but like
teeth?
A bus.
And like a transit. Bus?
Yeah, which just leaves you with dental, which is confusing. Like teeth.
Yep. Yeah, like teeth? Like the teeth?
If I get on here, is someone going to fuck with my teeth?
Yeah. Like that, the stuff in your mouth, teeth? And lastly, Uncle Fester.
Fuck.
This is grim.
Uncle Fester. Yeah. Now, I will accept that they have made Adam's Family adaptations more recently. But again, we're kind of talking about something from like the middle of the 20th century. Then they made some movies out of it in the 90s. And that was probably the cultural peak of the Adam's Family, right? The very early 90s Barry Sonnenfeld movies.
Yeah, I think the big craze in the 1930s around the cartoon and the Barry Sonnenfeld movies were probably the two peaks.
Cultural high watermarks of
and
the Addams Family as a concept, let alone specifically naming one character.
Yeah, this fucking sucks. Hey, I think maybe having included that story and spending that much time in it was a crime. It's time for Crime Watch.
Hey, Ben, can I just offer a quick correction to listeners of the show?
Absolutely. Please.
The film The Right Stuff, starring Ed Harris, is actually from 1983, meaning that reference is only 41 years young.
Yes, it's contemporary.
Yes.
Can I also offer a correction to the listeners? In a previous on the
Lebanon
main...
Lebanon is in Pennsylvania.
on the main... it was implied. I was saying that the lady, the therapist kind of lady from Severance, could hit me with three buses. Mm-hmm. And Lucy said, "Oh, the beautiful redhead." And I kind of, I think I might have misheard her. And I said, "Yes, I want to just correct that. The beautiful redhead is a separate character who could hit me with at least one boss."
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not. She's not the kind of therapist lady with the severe haircut who could hit me with three.
Yeah. Whose name? Yeah. We all know the name of that actress.
Yep.
This is from WHTM in Pennsylvania. Again, these
back
are
to
both
the website.
From that, yeah. List of, but no. Courier accused of stealing $29,000 worth of heat pumps from Dauphin County businesses.
Okay.
Did he need them?
Maybe. Yeah. Well, someone did, as you'll find out. A courier is accused of stealing just $29,000 worth of HVAC items from a heating equipment supplier in Dauphin County.
Hey,
what are you saying just?
What's $29,000 between friends?
Yeah, it's just $29,000.
So, like, I imagine somewhere on a HVAC Facebook group, someone
maybe Reddit,
has, like,
maybe a subreddit.
Maybe subreddit. The first reply is, so what did he steal? Two Finglarben heat pumps? And everyone's
two
like, Biscolbans. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two Guggenheimers? Oh, yeah, you got them. They
As
are
if
expensive.
You could get two Guggenheimers for $29,000.
You have earned this gold.
All my
sir.
Gold to you.
Hey, what were they, Guggenheimers? I'll pay you to take them off me because I hate them.
Yeah.
Am I right? Working on those is a real son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's got to be like 200 million people in the world that work on HVAC. It's not a
I can think of
we
have
thing.
We have one HVAC technician listener that I know of for sure. He's probably getting really angry that we made up brand names
for
HVAC.
Yeah, and let's all
stuff.
Just say what we think a heat pump is.
Yeah.
On well, three.
Pump's got to, the heat has to get out of there to
but
make room
it
for
pumping?
The cold. So
well, there's one in my clothes dryer.
Okay.
A heat pump.
Yeah. Mm. A heat pump dryer, and that, I guess, it pumps some heat, and then it makes all the moisture leave the clothing.
Yes. So it probably does that.
So it's like my, it might be sucking off the clothes.
Okay.
Maybe. And then I pull a little tank out of my dryer and I tip all of the laundry water down the sink.
What?
Yeah.
I like it when they get out and they're a little bit hot and wet. You pull your pants on, you got those hot wet pants after a good time in the dryer.
Oh, I love it. Sometimes though they're too dry and I have to like spray myself down a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not as damp as I like.
Yeah. Those underpants just dragging on your circumcised tip. Giving you a little static shock.
Ooh, damn it. I bet that guy from the conference never has this problem.
Yeah.
Think to yourself.
Pierre Millien, 60, of New Jersey, made three pickups from Lennox Industries in June 2022 and took the items to New York, where other people would come to him and take the items. Lois Watara Township Police said in the charges filed.
That does sound like a long way to describe. It's like stolen
theft.
Goods.
The act of stealing.
And then a third party who was interested in the items met up with him. The items were physically exchanged. Yes.
A total of $29,371 worth of heat pumps were the items that Millien allegedly stole, police said. Millien is a courier for multiple contractors and told police he doesn't keep track of where he picks up and delivers items, the charges state.
Yeah.
Who could
not
know?
Not my business. Where
I don't like to put things on paper.
Yeah.
I don't like to keep records. I just, you know, people tell me to take stuff somewhere, I take it there and I forget that I ever did it.
I don't like to be pinned down.
Yes.
Why are you so obsessed with items?
Yeah.
You know? Is it your business?
The license plate number to Millien's vehicle was used to find out he lived in New Jersey, police said. When asked about taking the parts to New York, Millien told police he was contracted for that job by some people he met online.
Perfect.
That's
cool.
Great. Yeah, probably in the HVAC Facebook group.
Yeah.
Man, all kidding aside, though, I'd love to get some Guggenheimers. Oh, really? That's interesting. I could probably get you some Guggenheimers. Police said Millien would go to different parts of New York, and he would then call the men who hired him to let them know where he was. They would show up in an SUV, take the parts, and put them in their vehicle.
Yeah, we get it. You gave it to them.
Yeah.
I still don't.
How many ways can we describe this?
To be sold on the market. Possibly, I mean, black. Who knows?
Explaining this in great detail, but I feel like I don't fully understand what is happening.
That's right. Like, so he went there to pick it up and then the van went there to pick it up? Like,
what? Like, was he supposed to have picked it up from that supplier and he was giving it to the guys in the SUVs instead of where he was supposed to take it? Or did he just rock up to the Guggenheimer warehouse and go, oh yeah, I got to take two of these. This is
got anything you want to put in my van?
Yeah.
Got anything? A bunch of mail on the consignment note, but you can still make out the details.
I spilled my coffee all over all of this requisition order, but give me those. Despite telling police he was contracted, Millian said he was never paid for making the deliveries, the charges say.
Oh, that's upsetting.
So, what? I don't understand at all.
No, so
he's trying to tell the police that this was a courier job, except he wasn't supposed to have taken them in the first place, and he took no money for it.
He didn't get paid.
Yeah, and he's told some guys in, like, black SUVs, like, hey, here's the stuff, and then that's it? That's what he did?
Sounds like he was just helping out a friend.
I feel like this guy is living in the city in the city. Like, there is something missing here to this story.
He can't see. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is he delivering it to the other city?
He might be, but that's why he can't talk about it.
He can't talk about it.
It's not there, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the hatch.
Hey, I bet in the HVAC Facebook group this guy's in, he's probably a celebrity now. It's time for Celebrity Watch. This comes to us from CNN. Warrant issued for Power Rangers actor accused of assaulting man over parking spot.
What the fuck is it with Power Rangers actors?
What else has happened?
Didn't the green Power Ranger actor go psycho, or the white one?
Well, this is one of the green Power Rangers, but I don't think it's a green Power Ranger that you would recognize from your childhood.
Oh, yeah, if you Google Power Rangers actor crime, it then offers you several of them to disambiguate between.
Yes. What the fuck is it with Power Rangers actors?
So who are we talking about here? We're talking about the Green Samurai Ranger.
Yeah, that's right.
Hector Davis Jr. There's also Ricardo Medina Jr., best known for his role as Cole Evans, the Red Wild Force Ranger. And later as Deka, the half-human cursed Nylock in Power Rangers Samurai, admitted to stabbing his roommate to death with a sword.
What? And then
Then there's Skylar.
I'm so glad you guys are finding out about this.
He murdered a married couple in Arizona in 2009?
Hey, how about this one? Skylar DeLeon, a former child actor who had a non-speaking role on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, was convicted in an Orange County, California courtroom Monday of 3 counts of first-degree murder, including the deaths of a couple he tied to an anchor and then threw off their yacht.
Power corrupts, and Power Rangers corrupts.
Yeah.
Rages power.
Then we've also got oh my god. Just here is an article on watchmojo.com. Top 20 shocking Power Rangers scandals.
Man. Yeah. Some
top
of these are
20.
They're pretty they're kind of tame, most of them, until we get to like the murders.
Yeah. Is Power Rangers just a show that turns people into, like, brain-damaged people? Do they get so hot in the suit that their mind kind of slips a bit?
Actor Pua Magasiva played Red Ranger Shane in Ninja Storm. He was convicted of domestic violence and then killed himself.
Jesus Christ.
Great. Original Mighty Morphin Ranger Austin St. John was arrested alongside 17 other individuals for conspiracy to commit fraud. According to reports, he and the other people charged allegedly took advantage of special loans for COVID relief. Wow, you were the one guy who got done ripping off PPE loans. There's so many of these.
Yeah, something, you're welcome.
Yeah, something going on there. An actor who played the Green Samurai Ranger in Power Rangers shows and movies has been accused of assaulting a man over a parking spot in Idaho, and police say a warrant has been issued for his arrest. The Nampa Police Department alleges Hector David Jr., quote, pushed an elderly man to the ground after they exchanged words about a parking issue, then, quote, left him on the ground and drove away.
Now, that's not nice. That's unless he was being racist. Then you can shove an elderly man to the ground. What are some things we can shove an elderly man to the ground for?
If he was being homophobic or transphobic.
Yeah.
If he was just sort of being like a Karen, I guess you could probably get him for that as well.
Yeah.
We don't know the full story. Police said they posted a photo and video of the incident on Facebook to identify the person involved. That's pretty galling, having a video of you getting pushed over by a Power Rangers actor put out on the internet. Have you all seen this?
Do you think they go mad with power?
I guess. Having, I mean, when you're in that suit, you feel...
Unbelievable. You feel like a bolt of lightning is going through you.
Yes.
Yeah. But they actually edit that in later.
Uncircumcised fetus.
What I can't quite understand is how...
less resistance.
On this list of 20 controversies to do with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the guy who did a triple murder is number 7.
Oh, God. That's weird.
Well, you don't want to end it. You want to end it with something funny.
Yeah, you want to end on something silly. The squirrel water skiing type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go out on triple homicide.
It turns out that there are just saying that the biggest controversy in Power Rangers history was when the original cast departed because they weren't getting paid enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on them. Did you guys ever watch any of the samurai ones that this guy's from?
No.
Were they racially sensitive?
I'm going to say probably no. I mean, the costumes look cool as fuck, though. I bet... What's the name of their guy? The big thing that they all form into?
Voltron.
That's Voltron from Voltron. Is it a Zord?
A Zord, like a power Zord.
Yeah. I bet the samurai Zord looks cool as fuck.
How come it's so cool when like a bunch of little things become a big thing to fight another big thing?
That is very cool.
Like it rocks every time.
And it's very cool when the things that they form together are like a triceratops and a mastodon and a pterodactyl.
Yes.
Like, have you, I assume you have at some point in your life, Ben, but have you at any point recently seen, encountered the original Power Rangers series?
I think
Samurai Megazord does look cool as fuck.
He looks dope. He honestly looks, he does look a little bit like his torso is like a cup noodle type situation, but he still looks cool as hell.
Who doesn't like a cup noodle? You
know? I remember watching a Power Rangers movie, one of the early ones that I think was filmed in Sydney.
Cool.
And being like, wait a damn second, that's Sydney.
Because I watched some of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers with my kids recently because I was like, here's some busted shit I used to watch when I was a kid. Yeah. You know,
you guys are gonna hate this because it sucks.
Yeah, and it's cool because the first series they have a bunch of like Saved by the Bell type shit with these American teenagers, and then it is all just like straight up footage from a Japanese TV show for all the combat.
Super Sentai or whatever it is.
Kyoryu Sentai Zuranger.
Cool.
Which was the 16th installment of Toei's Super Sentai franchise. This really got offcuts from something else, didn't they? But that shit's all cool because it's just like a little mini Godzilla movie for kids. Yeah.
And then occasionally they just cut the kids in, like, doing, like, cool hand movements.
Yeah, or I'm in a cockpit.
Yeah.
Oh, all the cockpit footage. That must have been fun to film.
Yeah.
Oh, now man, you're in a big robot.
Look at these fucking filming locations for the 95 Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Centrepoint Tower in Sydney. Yes. The Chinese Garden of Friendship in Sydney.
Yes.
Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yes.
The Queen Victoria Building. The Commemorative Pavilion at Sydney Showgrounds.
Beautiful.
That's amazing. Oh, some filming in Kiama. That's cool. I'm trying to look. They said that was partially filmed in Queensland as well, but I can't find any filming locations in Queensland.
Maybe the original series is most spiritually similar to... What's the name of that show where they take the footage from Takeshi's Castle and...
MXC?
Yeah, yeah. Most...
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge, I believe it stands for.
Yeah, maybe it's most spiritually similar to that, where they just go, what if we got this footage from something cool and we just dub around it?
I love watching some MXC. It's just unbelievably, like, one in every two jokes is just, like, the worst. It's homophobic or it's transphobic or it's something fucking terrible. But still so satisfying to watch. Cancel me if you must. Quote, our community identified him, and we have since learned that he is an actor who played the Green Power Ranger, Hector David Rivera, 35, of Nampa, Idaho, a.k.a. Hector David Jr., police told CNN.
Do you think the police were communicating that solely because it was interesting to them?
Yeah, I think so. Because
I don't think
like
it's relevant to the case, right?
I don't think people would be like, holy fuck, that's the Green Samurai Ranger.
Yeah.
Does anyone know the actor's name who played?
David played the Green Samurai Ranger in a series of shows and movies from 2011 to 2015. So 4 years as the Green Power Ranger. I don't think that the public at large is going to be like, oh shit, there he is.
Yeah.
Authorities have been unable to locate David, who is charged in an arrest warrant with misdemeanor battery, according to police. Magic Valley Comic Con organizers in Twin Falls, Idaho, announced Wednesday the actor would no longer be making an appearance at the event over the weekend where he'd previously been billed.
One 45-year-old man punching a hole in the plaster in his wall.
Fuck! I've almost met all of them!
I have all the signatures except for the Green Samurai!
It's, imagine you're on a quest just to meet everyone who has ever played the Green Ranger in any series of Power Rangers, and then bam, he goes and assaults an elderly man in a car park, ruining your dreams.
Don't bother your dad, honey. He's angrily rearranging his Funkos.
He's having a really bad day, okay? Just let him... Let him listen to his music in the garage and punch the wall a little bit, okay? Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a bonus episode, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Crime Pass?
Yeah.
I got a suggestion for crime passes for the week. We haven't given one of these out.
It's been a long time.
Quite a while. If you want to assault somebody because you think you should have got that parking space, do it.
Yeah.
Even though, personally, on a totally personal level, I think it's classier to just let it go and find another parking space, but maybe you've had a hard week.
Yeah.
Maybe your boss was riding you.
An old guy over.
Maybe you will be better at giving more to others if you start looking after yourself by assaulting elderly men in car parks.
You say, hey, I'm protecting what's mine.
Yeah, I'm holding space for me. I'm holding this car park for me.
You shout this as you're standing over a very upset old man. I'm holding space for me.
Yeah, yes, yes. And also, if someone tries to fight you for a car park, get the fuck out of there. Just run.
Yeah.
The flip side of that, because we've just empowered a bunch of people to try and fight you for a car park. So
yeah, there's going to be
insane.
A horde of furious Punta Vista listeners out there just like screeching into the car park at the local Westfield and fucking ready to go.
But they're not built for stamina. So you just got to outrun 100 meters, you're sorted. Yep.
Yes.
Or make a comment on their appearance and they're just going to break down, you know?
True.
Yeah. Hey, nice jumper. Where'd you buy it at? The jumper store? They're just freaking out, breaking off like mirrors.
That's the kind of jumper a circumcised guy would buy.
All right. We'll see you next week. Stay safe out there.
Goodbye.
Bye.